我们再打开哥罗西书。我们再从第二章第八节读到十二节。
We'll read from chapter 2, verse 8 to verse 12.
哥罗西书第二章第八节，你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的谎言，不照着基督，乃照人间的遗传和世上的小学，就把你们掳去。
See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of the world rather than on Christ.
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form.
你们在他里面也得了丰盛，他是各样执政掌权者的元首。
And you have been given fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority.
你们在他里面也受了不是人手所行的隔离，乃是基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的隔离。
In him you were also circumcised, in the putting off of the sinful nature.Not with a circumcision done by hands of man, but with the circumcision done by Christ.
你们既受洗与他一同埋葬，也就在此与他一同复活，都因信那叫他从死里复活神的功用。
Having been buried with him in baptism and raised with him through your faith in the power of God, who raised him from the dead.
感谢赞美主，今天早上连两个弟兄姊妹能够一起的来敬拜我们的神。
Thank and praise God that I have this opportunity still to come and worship our God.
也谢谢弟兄姊妹们的祷告、代祷和关心。
And I thank also brothers and sisters for your prayer and your concern.
但愿神继续的加给我们的力量。
Pray that God will continue to give us strength.
我们自己也没有话语。
Because with ourselves, we have no message.
自己也没有力量。
And no strength.
但愿神在这软弱人的身上能够更显明他慈爱的恩典。
May God will reveal His power in His grace.
我今天仍然的愿意用哥罗西书第二章第六节和第七节。
Today I still want to use Colossians chapter 2 verse 6 and 7.
我们彼此的勉励。
To encourage one another.
说你们既然接受了主耶稣、主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行。
So that just you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him.
在他里面生根建造。信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。
Rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness.
同工们，就觉得我们用这两节的圣经，做我们这两年当中信息的中心。
The staff would want to use the two verses to become the theme of this of our message.
我想有许多的许多次，都围绕在这两节的圣经的里面。
There are many times that we have been concentrating on these two verses.
目的乃是希望我们能够在属灵的生命上能够有长进。
The purpose is that we can have growth.In our spiritual life,
也更希望我们能够常常的能够有个感恩的心
，so that we can have a heart of thankfulness.
让我们能够常常的赞美主，让我们常常的能感谢主
，that we can praise and thank God.
不单我们在顺境的时候、健康的时候， 我们能够赞美主，感谢主。
Not only in good situation when we are healthy, we can praise and thank God.
我们也是在逆境的时候、软弱的时候、病痛的时候，我们仍然的能够赞美主，能够感谢我们的主。
But also in time of trouble, in time of weakness and sickness, then we can praise and thank God.
这是我们的目的。
And this is our purpose.
这是我们常常彼此交通，能够彼此的劝勉，希望能够我们能够常常的喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。
This is what we have been encouraged one another that we can pray without ceasing, give thanks in all the time.
在这里，我在纲要的里面就提到五点。
In my outline, I have 5 points.
第一个，我们就是接受主耶稣基督。
And the first one, we have to first receive our Lord Jesus Christ.
在这里保罗乃是说，这些的哥罗西教会的弟兄姊妹已经接受了主基督耶稣。
And here Paul is saying that the people in the Colossia had already received our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他就劝勉哥罗西的教会的弟兄姊妹说，就当遵他而行。
So he encouraged the brothers and sisters that they need to continue to live in him.
遵谁而行呢？乃是遵主基督耶稣而行。
To continue to live in who? And that is in our Lord Jesus Christ.
并且在主耶基督耶稣里能够生根建造。
And also be able to root it and build up in him.
不单生根建造，并且能够信心坚固。
Not only they can be rooted and built up, but also be able to strengthen in his faith.
这都是使徒曾经教导过哥罗西教会的弟兄姊妹。
This is what the apostles had taught the people in Colossia.
最后一件事情，保罗就是希望他们，盼望他们能够存着感恩的心。
And Paul wants them to have a heart of thankfulness.
并且这个感恩的心乃是充满了丰富。
And not only that, this thankfulness is overflowing.
乃是充满了喜乐。
And overflowing with joy.
我想有多次我已经提到上面的三点。
And I think I have mentioned the first 3 points many, many times.
但是我们再一起的来温习一下。
Maybe we can go through it and review that.
第一个就是我们要接受主基督耶稣。
The first one, we need to receive our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个接受主耶稣基督就是相信主耶稣基督。
To receive Lord Jesus Christ, to believe in Him.
就是我们常常提到说，若是我们愿意开我们的心门，接受这位主耶稣住在我们的心中的时候，我们就成了神的儿女。
This is what we talk about many times, that if we open our heart and receive Him into our life, then we will become His children.
这是神奇妙的恩典。
This is the wonderful grace of God.
这也是神让我们每一个人都有这样的权利，可以得到。
And God gives each one of us privilege to receive this.
所以这个福音乃是为着了普天下的人。
So this gospel is for everybody in the world.
不论是有知识的、受过教育的人。
Regardless if you are, have been educated.
也是为着的许多没有受过教育的人，他们只要愿意来接受接待主耶稣基督，就可以成了神的儿女。
Also for the uneducated, only if they will just receive the Lord Jesus Christ, they will become the children of God.
所以我可以说，信怎么样信耶稣，就是要接待主耶稣。
So how do you believe in Jesus? It's to receive Jesus.
这就是我们信心的开始。
This is the beginning of our faith.
我们继续的就是仰望这位的创始，信心创始成终的耶稣。
Then we need to continue to fix our eyes on the one who is the author and the perfecter of faith.
所以使徒保罗在以弗所第二章第八节就第十节就告诉我们说，我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
So that Paul was telling us in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8, it says, for by grace you have been saved through faith.
我们常常的推辞说我信不来。
And sometimes we say, we cannot believe.
在这里保罗就是很简单说，信就是接待主耶稣。
And Paul simply just said that if you believe, it's just to receive Lord Jesus.
在以弗所第一章第十三节就说到如何的信耶稣。
In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13, it also talks about how to believe in Jesus.
在这里就说到既然接受主基督耶稣。
It says, since you have received the Lord Jesus,
但愿我们听见这美好的福音的消息的时候，我们愿意说，主啊，我愿意开我的心门，求你进入我的心中。
Since we have heard this good news, I pray that, that we can open our heart and receive our Lord Jesus.
第二件事情，在这里保罗就说，就当遵他而行。
And then the second thing Paul was talking about is we need to continue to walk in him.
而我曾经提到什么叫做遵主而行，遵他而行。
I mentioned before, what does it mean to be walking in him?
而在英文的圣经有两种的翻译。
There's two translations in the English Bible.
一个就是行在主的里面。
And the one is walking in Our Lord.
第二个翻译就是说活在他的里面。
The second translation is to live within our Lord.
我们怎么样活出来一个基督徒的生活？
How do we live out a Christian life?
我们如何的能够行出基督徒的样式来？
How do we live a life that's like a Christian?
有一个秘诀就是要藏在主的里面。
There's a secret, and that is to abide in him.
今天早上在主日学，我们就读到约翰福音第十五章。
This morning in Sunday school, we read from John chapter 15.
我们若是熟悉约翰福音的时候，我们就知道说，约翰福音乃是告诉我们说，乃是要常住在主的里面。
If we know the book of John, it's always talk aboutAbide in Christ.
这是主耶稣的教导。
This is a teaching from our Lord Jesus.
这也是主耶稣的对每一个跟随他的人、信他的人的要求。
And this is a request from our Lord Jesus for all those who believe in him.
救恩不是出于我们自己。
The salvation does not come from ourselves.
我们能够跟随主耶稣也不是靠着我们自己的力量。
When we follow our Lord Jesus, it's not by our own strength.
我们乃是要常常的住在他的里面。
We must always abide in him.
所以主耶稣就告诉他的门徒说，你们要常在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。
So our Lord Jesus told his disciples, abide in me and I will always abide in you.
他以后再继续的就说，藏在我里面，我也藏在你们的里面，这人就多结果子。
And he continued to say, if you abide in me and I will abide in you, and this person will bear many fruits.
你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们的里面。
He said, if you abide in me, then my words will also abide in you.
凡你们所愿意的祈求就给你们成就。
And whatever you wish, you can ask, and it will be given to you.
你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
And you will bear much fruit,And you will give our Father's glory, and you will show yourself
as disciples. 他就说到你们要藏在我的爱里。
And then into verse 10, he said, you need to be in my love.
你们若遵守我的命令，就藏在我的爱里。
He said, if you follow my commands, then you will abide in my love.
正如我遵守了我父的命令, 藏在他的爱里。
Just like I have obeyed my father's commands and dwelt in his love.
在这里, 我就愿意用约翰福音第15章 来解释使徒保罗所说的说如何遵他而行。
And here I want to use John chapter 15 to explain what Paul is talking about, continue to live in him.
我们说行在主的里面,活在主的里面,很抽象。
Sometimes we say to abide in him, to live in him is very abstract.
这是保罗的一个结论。
But this is the conclusion of Paul.
并不抽象。
It's not abstract.
所以约翰福音,使徒约翰, 就讲得很实在。
So, Apostle John is talking about very practically.
所以主既然说要藏在我的里面。
Since our Lord Jesus to say that, abide in me.
所以我们刚刚所读的圣经,早上, 我听到吴雷在讲约翰福音第15章的时候, 就我想起了有几件事情非常的实际的说, 如何的藏在主的里面。
And as in the Sunday school, Brother Wu Lei was talking about John 15, I remember there are many practical things that can be mentioned from that chapter.
我就按着次序我拿笔了就写下来, 有时候想到哪里就写到哪里。
So according to the order, I wrote down what I thought about.
在我这里就看到有七点, 如何的行在,
Here I saw that there are 7 points how to live in him.
也是可以说, 遵他而行,
or another word to live continue to live in him.
在主的里面,
to abide in him you have to abide in his word always.
我们感谢主把他的话赏给我们。
We thank God that he has given us his word.
这一个话, 不是, 似是而非。
These words are not like yes or no.
这一个话是实实在在, 是真实的, 是源源不改变的话。
And this word is true and it will never change.
甚至主耶稣说到天地都要, 改变, 都要废墟, 但是他所说的话, 永不废墟。
Even our Lord Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but his words will never change.
我们若是很愿意的真实的在神的话语的里面,一个追求的时候,科目的追求的时候, 我们一定每一个人都是有很好的经历。
If we truly are earnest about pursuing the word of God, then we will have experiences.
因为圣灵借着 他的话语叫我们的生命能够得以造就得以长进得以活出来
Because the Holy Spirit will use His words to help us to grow and to help us to live out the words
是一个很实际的在主的里面就是要藏在主的话语的里面
It's very practical that we need to dwell in His words
我所说的在主的话语的里面 不是你仅仅的用你的知识, 我们的知识来研究圣经的哪一个背景而已。
When I say dwelling in His Word, it's not just like using our intellect to research the Word of God.
乃是我们有渴慕的心, 如同一个吃奶的婴孩一样的, 渴慕主话语的时候, 圣灵就借助他的话语, 叫我们能够生命得以长进。
We must have that thirsting heart, just like the deer thirsting for the water. Then the Holy Spirit will teach us the word.
第二个就是在主里面就是要在主的爱中。
And secondly, to dwell in the Lord is to dwell in His love.
这是使徒约翰不断的话语。
And this is a continual word from Apostle John.
我想这个爱也是一个非常真实的。
And this love is very true.
特别 使徒约翰在约翰福音第14章21节就说到, 有了我的话去遵守的, 这人就是爱我的。爱我的并蒙我父爱他, 我也爱他, 并且要向他显现。
And just like in John 14:21, it said, "Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him."
我们有时候也想到，怎么样的爱主耶稣。
And sometimes we thought about how can we love our Lord Jesus.
但是这里有一个实际的事情，就是若是我们遵守主的话的，常遵守主的话的时候，这人就是爱主的。
Here there is a practical telling us that if we obey the commands of Christ, then we will also love him.
我们若是遵守主的话的时候，我们的父，我们的主就向我们显现。
And if we obey his commands, our Lord will show himself to us.
我们就可以每时每刻天天的激励到我们的神，我们的主与我们同在。
Then we can experience the abidance of our Lord Jesus Christ and God every moment and every day.
第三个，在主里，就是在主的喜乐的里面。
And the third thing to abide in him is to abide in his joy.
第四个，在主的里面，就是在主的灵的里面。
And the fourthly, to abide in him is to abide in his spirit.
第五个，在主的里面，也是在主的生命的里面。
And also fifthly, to abide in him is to abide in his life.
第六个，在主的里面，也是在主的见证的里面。
Number six, to abide in him is to abide in his testimony.
第七个，在主的里面，也是在主的同在的里面。
And seven, to abide in him, to abide in his presence.
我想我就举一个例子，前面说到我们要在主的爱里，在主的话里。
And I want to give you an example to abide in his love and his word.
我想我没有时间一个一个的解释。
I don't think I have time to explain each individual.
但是若是我们读到约翰福音13章、14章、15章、16章的时候，我相信我们有更多的认识，更清楚的知道说如何我们在主的里面。
If we read from John chapter 13, 14, 15, and 16, then we will understand more how we can dwell in him.
因此我们就知道如何的遵主而行。
Then we will know how to continue to live in him.
我们如何的每一个的基督徒的生活是活在主的里面，也是行在主的里面。
Then we can know our life will be truly living in him and walking in him.
这不是一个口号。
This is not just a phrase we use.
这乃是一个基督徒生活的实际。
And this is the practical life of a real Christian.
第三个，在这里就说到，要在主的里面，在他里面，生根建造。
The third point here said that we must be rooted and built in him.
这一个生根，这个建造都是被动的。
And this rooted and built was a passive voice.
它不单是被动的，并且是现在完成时。
Not only is a passive, it's also passive present.
这一个生根不是一下子的。
And it's not something that happened in an instant.
这一个生根乃是不断的生根在基督的里面。
It's continue to rooted and built.
这一个建造也是不断的建造在基督的里面。
And this build is similarly is continual voice.
我想我记得有几次我说到生根建造。
I remember I have talked about this several times.
第一个，我们要生根的时候，我们必须要生根在河边。
And first, when we are rooted, we must be rooted by the stream.
因为诗篇第一篇就告诉我们说，它要像一棵树，要栽在溪水旁。
It's just like in Psalm 1, verse 3, it said, He is like a tree planted by the stream of water.
按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。
It will yield its fruit in season, and his leaf will not wither.
并且还他所行的尽都顺利。
Then whatever he does, he will prosper.
神先知耶利米也是这样的说到，如何要栽在哪一个河边。
Prophet Jeremiah also mentioned that how to be planted by the stream of waters.
在耶利米十七章第七节第八节说到，依靠耶和华，以耶和华为可靠的那人是有福的。
In Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7 and 8 said, those who depend on the Lord, and he will be blessed.
这一个有福不单说到我们得着了做事情很顺利。
This blessing is not just that, like everything goes smoothly for us on this world.
这一个有福也是说到这一个人是大有喜乐。
And also mentioned that this blessing is the person will be filled with joy.
我们真正依靠耶和华，以耶和华为可靠的，这是我们得到喜乐的人生。
And those who depend on the Lord have confidence in the Lord, and they are the people who will be really receive the blessing.
以后他就形容说，他必像树栽在水旁。
Then later he described he will be like a tree planted by the water.
他在河边扎根。
And he will be rooted by the stream.
他说炎热来到并不惧怕。
So he does not fear when the heat comes.
叶子仍必青翠。
His leaves always green.
在干旱之年毫无挂虑。
And he had no worries in the year of drought.
并且结果。
And never failed to bear fruit.
以后就讲到建造。
Then later on, talk about rebuilding.
我讲建造有两个很基本的事情。
There are two basic things about building.
若是要根基稳固，要建造的好，必须根基是要稳固的。
If you want to have a good building, you must have a solid foundation.
我们在地上没有一个稳固的根基。
In this world, there is no solid foundation.
只一个稳固的根基，乃是主耶稣基督。
And this solid foundation, it only belongs to our Lord Jesus Christ.
一个工作或者他的教会，是建立在人的能力和智慧上，哪一个根基如同沙土一样。
If a task or a church is built on a foundation of men, then the foundation is just like it will be like sand.
我们有时候若是我们盖房子的时候，我们就很愿意盖在沙土的上面。
Sometimes when we build a house, we want to build on the sand.
因为沙土那个很容易挖那个。
Because it's easy to take up the sand.
哪一个坚固的磐石不容易那个挖起来。
And it's difficult to take up the solid foundation.
但是主耶稣对他的门徒说，你们要像一个聪明的人。
But our Lord Jesus told his disciples, you must be like a clever servant.
要建造根基，建造房屋在磐石的上面。
And building your house in this rock.
雨淋水冲，风吹转转那房子，房子总不倒塌。
When the rain comes, when the stream comes, when the wind blows, the house will not be blown away.
我就是一直的盼望，主的教会是建立在基督的磐石的上面。
I hope so much so the church will be built on the foundation of our Lord Jesus.
我们人可以成就一件事情。
We can accomplish some tasks as our human beings.
我们可以用人的智慧，人的组织，可以成就一个非常庞大的一个工作。
We can accomplish a great task by our own intellect and our own organization.
但是若是我们的根基不在基督的上面，一切都要成为虚空，也成为虚无。
But if our foundation is not on Christ, everything will be in vain.
不但教会和教会的工作是这样。
Not only the church and church as the job is like this.
我们每一个个人的品格，每一个个人的人生也是一样。
Our own character and our own life will be similar.
若是建造在基督的磐石的上面，
if we build on the foundation of our Christ,
我们乃是有永恒的价值。
Then we have that eternal value.
若是建在我们自己的能力和人为的方面，我想我们到了末了也是空空而已。
If we build our own effort and our own intellect, eventually it will become vanity.
第二个就是我们如何的建造。
And secondly, how do we build this?
使徒保罗在哥林多前书第三章第十一节到十五节是说到我们的工程如何。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul was talking about how was our building being built.
我们的根基不但要稳固，我们的材料到底要用什么材料？
Not only the foundation needs to be solid, the material we use, we have to evaluate.
我记得我们刚盖个别房子的时候，我那个时候比较年轻，也比较有时间，我就常常来看。
And remember, as when we first built this building, at that time I was young, I came here to look at that a lot.
我非常注重他们所用的什么材料。
And I was focusing on what kind of materials they are using.
我虽然不是一个工程师，但是我确实很注意他们用的木料是怎么样的木料。
Even though I'm not an engineer, I was look at what kind of wood they will be using.
我们希望每一个材料都是金银宝石。
We hope that every material will be like gold, silver, and precious jewels.
当哪一个受火炼的时候，就可以看出这一个工程如何。
When we are being tested by the fire, then we'll find out what kind of materials we are using.
这是使徒保罗第三个说到，要在他的里面生根建造。
And this is what Paul talked about on the third point, how to be rooted and built in the Lord.
我想我又越过这个时间。
I think I again passed my time.
我原来的计划我是有计划。
I originally have a plan. I do have a plan.
我需要圣灵不断给我的话语。
I need the Holy Spirit continue to speak to me.
但是我需要在他的面前是要有很谦卑的心，也是要有很有次序的。
I need to humble before the Holy Spirit, and also I need to have that order.
所以在我的计划里面，一段讲五分钟。
In my plan, each session I will put 5 minutes on it.
我讲到第四段的时候，就用20分钟。
And when I talk about the fourth point, I want to use 20 minutes.
以后我用20分钟讲最后的。
Then I use 20 minutes to talk at the end. 但是
时间过得很快。
But time had passed very fast.
这个我还是没有办法控制自己。
I cannot control that time.
这是我需要学习的。
It's something I need to learn.
我想你们无论是在工作上，在学业上，在你们的研究上，也需要，要有非常的这个信念。
And I think also in your job, in your career, in your academic work, you need to have that training.
因为我们的神乃是一个有秩序的神。
Because our God is a God of order.
这是另外的一点的勉励。
And just an encouragement on the side for you.
所以在信心坚固，我就很快的提到三点。
So in be established in the faith, I want to quickly mention 3 points.
这个信心不是我自己思想的相信。
And this faith is not something I think of it myself.
这一个信心乃是有生命的。
And this faith has life.
我想使徒约翰特别的讲到信心，一直讲到信的生命，信的永生。
And Apostle John always mentioned that the faith that has life, the faith that has work.
所以这一个信心乃是生命的宗旨。
So the faith is the center of this life.
第二个信心乃是一个对神的态度。
And secondly, this faith is an attitude towards God.
我提到两个例子。
Let me mention 2 examples.
一个就是迦南的妇人。
And one is the Samaritan, woman from Cana.
主耶稣称赞迦南的妇人的信心是大的。
And he talked about this woman from Cana is had a great faith.
她乃是她的心态，她对神的态度。
The attitude that she had towards God.
我想她受主耶稣的话语的试炼的时候。
And when she was tested by the word of our Lord.
她就是一个谦卑的心。
And she had that humble heart.
主耶稣说不要把儿女的饼丢给狗吃。
And the Lord Jesus said, don't take the bread of the children and give it to dogs.
但是他一个谦卑的心抓住主的应许说儿女既是即使小狗也可以吃儿女从桌子掉下来的饼碎。
But she hold on to the faith that even the children, the dog can take the crumb that was left over by the children.
因为主应许说，无论的主的应许是多少。
Because God had promised, regardless how much His promise is.
但是都是真实的。
But it's always real.
第二个就是主称赞百夫长。
And the second, our Lord had praised the centurion.
百夫长主耶稣也称赞他的信心是大的。
And our Lord Jesus praised about his faith is great.
这个信心乃是他的顺服在权柄之下。
And his faith is he was obedient to authority.
所以我们常常一首诗歌说信而顺服。
So we have a song that was called Trust and Obey.
我们不单是要信靠，我们也要顺服。
Not only we must trust, we must also obey.
第三个信心是有行动。
And thirdly, the faith will have action.
我们常常觉得我信呢，我们都依靠神呢，我就坐在哪一个地方呢？因为神是无所不能的，我就坐在哪一个地方，我们常常。没有一个反应的行动。
And sometimes we said we have faith and God is able, God is powerful. We just sit there and we don't have an action following.
我想神给我们的恩典，神也要我们负我们应付的责任。
God has given us grace and He also wants us to be responsible.
这不是说我靠着我自己的能力。
Not to depend on my own strength.
我对于神的恩典、神的能力是需要一个反应。
I need to have a reaction to the grace of God.
这一个反应就是信心的行动。
And this reaction will be a work after the faith.
若是我们读希伯来书第十一章的时候
，If we read from Hebrews chapter 11,
希伯来书的作者都提到这许多信心伟人的行动。
And the author of Hebrews talk about all these great men from their faith.
我们也是看到雅各。也是说到信心没有行为是死的。
We also see from James saying that if faith without work is dead.
正如身体没有灵魂是死的一样。
Just like the body without the soul will be dead.
我想我还是要留一点。
I think I want to put aside a few points.
但愿我们听到这以后，我们真是常常的感恩，感谢神。
I pray that when we heard this, we will thank God.
但是我最后就是讲了一个小故事。
And I want to give you a little story.
也是苏格兰有一个很和善的一个老年人。
There's a kind man in Scotland, old man.
他是一个基督徒。
He's a Christian.
他就常常想如何的为主耶稣做见证。
He wants to give testimony for our Lord Jesus.
所以他有一只的小船。
And he has a little boat.
这一个船就是一个渡船。
And it's a boat that can sail.
人来的时候从这一个岸上就渡到另外一个岸上。
So when people come, he will take from one shore to the other shore on
this boat. 这一个小船有两个桨。
And there's two oars in this boat.
它的这个两个这个桨这上面就是有雕刻一个字。
And in on the oars, he will have a crafting on a word craft on it.
有一天有一个乘客就要坐他的船。
And one day, a passenger wants to ride on this boat.
他就看到很好奇，他的这个掌上到底刻什么字
？And he was curious, what kind of words were crafted on this oar?
所以这个老人家就想也好吧，就让他来看，给他做一点见证。
And so this old man said, "Good, okay, maybe I can give him my testimony."
所以开始他就用一个掌来摇橹桨。
So then he used one oar to row the boat.
这一个掌的上面就刻着信心。
And this one oar had faith carved on it. So he was rowing and rowing.
你看咬来咬去都是在那边打转,
but then as he rowed, it was just going in circle. So later on, he let him see.
他就跟他说, 你说就信心, 你就好像 这个摇橹一样的摇来摇去都是转在哪一个地方。
He said, you have faith and then you will be rowing the boat just like this boat, just going in circle.
而以后他又在另外一个掌,
and then he was looking at the other oar.
而这一个掌乃是说到, 行为,
and this oar have the word work carved on it.
所以他就用这个, 这一个行为的掌在哪一个地方摇。
So he was used this the awe of work and just rowing with that.
他摇来摇去也是在哪一个地方打转。
And then he was just rowing, rowing, it was just circling around again.
所以他就告诉这个乘客说，我们若是用这个自己的行为来摇的时候，我们也不过在哪一个地方打转。
And he told the passenger, if we just use our own work to be rowing, then we'll be just circling around again.
所以他就要
So he wanted this passenger to know how to have the boat to go forward.
也是告诉他说，一个基督徒的生活如何才能够真正的能够长进。
And also tells how we can grow as a Christian.
所以他就用两个桨来摇。
So we need to use both of the oars to row the boat.
这一个船就把几个乘客带到对岸去。
Then the boat will be able to take the passenger to the other shore.
弟兄姊妹, 我们常常说, 我有信心。
Brother and sister, sometimes we say we have faith.
我不靠我的行为。
I do not depend on my own work.
但是实在我们的生命的长进, 乃是要有依靠主的信心。
Yes, growth, a spiritual life must have that faith in God.
我们也一定需要的有求于依靠主的信心, 活出来的行为。
But we also need to have to work that as a result from our faith.
这样才能够叫我们的生命得以长进。
Then our life will grow.
但愿神祝福他自己的话。
May God bless His own words.
但愿我们也能够遵守主的话。
That we can also be obey His command.
让我们遵他而行。
That we can continue to live in Him.
在他的里面生根建造。
To be rooted and built in Him.
信心坚固。
And established in the faith.
我们 还是要一个常常有感恩的心。
And then we need to have a continual heart of thankfulness.
我想我还是留下最后一个。
I think I'll just leave the last point.
主若是许可, 叫我仍然能够站在这个地方。
If God is willing, I can still stand before you.
仍然能够叫我有声音说出来的时候,
I still have a voice to speak.
我愿意把 另外的一点再给弟兄姊妹交通。
I will share with you the last point.
我相信那可能讲得更清楚。
Then it will be clearer.
我们低头做祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的主,
Dear Lord,
我们到你的面前,
we come before you. We have to thank you.
主啊, 你实在是一个施恩的主。
You are a God who gives grace.
无论是在顺利的时候, 你做我们的主。
In time of good, that you are our Lord.
当我们平安的时候, 你与我们同在。
You abide with us when we have peace.
即使在我们的艰难的时候, 你也是做我们的主。
Even at time of trials, you are also our Lord.
你更是与我们同在。
And you always abide with us.
主啊, 当我们流泪的时候, 你擦干我们的眼泪。
When we have tears, you will wipe out our tears.
当我们软弱的时候, 你用你的手来搀扶我们行走。
And you will guide us with your hands when we are weak.
主啊，我们仍然要来到你的面前。
Oh Lord, we come before you.
求主给我们的恩典。
May you give us grace.
给我们的力量。
Give us strength.
给我们的话语。
Give us your words.
给我们的圣灵。
Give us your Holy Spirit.
好让我们这一生的年龄能够跟随你到底。
So that we can follow you throughout our rest of our life.
祝福这许多依靠你的人。
Bless all those who depend on you.
叫我们真是有个大喜乐的人生。
So that we can be overflowing with joyfulness.
靠耶稣基督的名求的。
In our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.